the Fox News alert. He didn't take it lightly. I'm Lisa LaSera. That's what Attorney General Merrick Garland said about the decision to sign off on a search warrant of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
Garland has asked a judge in Florida to unseal parts of the warrant, but didn't reveal further details.
Federal law, longstanding department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
Former President Trump says his attorneys were cooperating with the Justice Department before the search warrant was executed. An update on the hours-long standoff after a man burst into an FBI field office in Cincinnati this morning, armed with a nail gun and a rifle, then fled, abandoning his car on a country road.
The suspect was deceased. He succumbed to his injuries at the scene. And everything remains under investigation at this time.
Lieutenant Nathan Dennis with the Ohio Highway Patrol. The name of the man has not yet been released. FBI Director Christopher Wray issuing a statement reading in part, unfounded attacks on the integrity of the FBI erode respect for the rule of law and are a grave disservice to the men and women who sacrifice so much to protect others. Violence and threats against law enforcement, including the FBI, are dangerous and should be deeply concerning to all Americans. The CDC relaxing some COVID guidelines, dropping recommendations that Americans quarantine if they come into close contact with an infected person, and it says people no longer need to stay at least 6 feet away from others. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says FEMA is denying too many requests for assistance in the eastern part of the state ravaged by floods, urging people to take their cases directly to agency representatives in the region. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The search for a missing New Hampshire girl, now a homicide investigation.
Citing biological evidence, New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella says Harmony Montgomery was likely killed in Manchester in December of 2019, announcing,
"This is now officially a homicide investigation, and that our investigators will continue to seek justice and look into the circumstances of Harmony's murder and search for her remains."
The five-year-old went missing in late 2019 while in her father, Adam Montgomery's custody. But officials say a missing person report wasn't filed until last year. Adam Montgomery faces charges including assault for allegedly striking Harmony in 2019. His estranged wife, Kayla, charged with perjury. Both have pleaded not guilty. No charges have been directly filed in Harmony's disappearance. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Authorities in Evansville, Indiana, continue to work to determine the cause of a house explosion that killed three people and hospitalized a fourth. It might cost you more to send holiday gifts this year.
The Postal Service wants to temporarily hike prices for the holiday season, saying it would help cover extra handling costs. The adjustment was approved by the Board of Governors and is now pending review by the Postal Regulatory Commission. The price increase would go into effect October 2nd and remain in place until January 22nd of next year. The price increases depend on the weight of the package and distance of the delivery. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Scientists in Germany have attached tiny trackers to giant moths looking for clues about insect migration. As part of a study, researchers followed moths around in a small airplane to map out their journeys. They found that the moths flew in straight paths and used different strategies to deal with changing wind conditions. The research suggests the moths have strong navigation skills, challenging earlier ideas that migrating insects are mostly getting blown around by the wind. I'm Lisa Silasara. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.